Someone had called me from the mental health office and asked me if I would work with them, which I did. And then I was in charge of the drive they had for fundraising. And it was for a Maricopa County fund to raise funds for the mentally ill. And I did that for 2 years, and then the following year I was president of the state of Arizona for mental health. And from that, I went and I realized when I went into boarding homes how important it was to help the mentally ill, because the 80 years and the 18-year-olds were in the same boarding home. That's all we had in the state of Arizona, a boarding home, and they had no help. They would sit there. And in one boarding home that I went to, there was a woman sitting there, probably in her 30s, with a book upside down, and she hadn't spoken for a year. And I went up to her and I said, "What would you really like to do?" And she said, "So." She said, "I'm a seamstress." When I came home, Gladys Bagley, who used to write for the Phoenix Gazette, and I'm sure you remember her, was a very dear friend. And I called her and I told her my predicament, and I said, "Gladys, I need your help in this." And I said, "Could you put this in your column that we need a sewing machine?" The following day, it was in the newspaper, and I was gone all day, and by the time I came home, my phone was ringing, and a woman was giving us a sewing machine. This woman has become a very well-known seamstress in the city of Phoenix. She is well. She is fine. No one had ever paid any attention to her. She had no parents. She had no one. But I guess it was just like a miracle that I was there that day to help this lady. And from there, I had discussed it with Jewel and said, "We really have to help the mentally ill young people." So Jewel encouraged me to do it. And I started talking and preaching to anybody that would listen to me or ask me to speak. And I spoke one day at a meeting, and a woman was sitting there, and she asked me to lunch. This was at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. By 4:30 that afternoon, we sat in this one place, Boogie's at Scottsdale. I had $125,000. And that's how Toby House started, which is a halfway house for mentally ill people, 18 to 35.